Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Buonasera, it's time for Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples is with us for 2 huge hours of open forum. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, Catholic people, Catholic beliefs, Catholic practices, what Catholics believe about the Bible or the Pope or the saints or the sacraments or salvation or any of it, you are welcome to call. Open forum means anybody can call with any question about the Catholic faith. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. If you're not a Catholic, please don't be shy. It's not just a show for Catholics. If you're not a Catholic and you have a question, even if you feel like the question is kind of challenging, we'd love to have a conversation about it. 888-318-7884. But that's not the only reason why it's a great big giant 2 hours. These are the last 2 hours of our 2019 pledge drives. This is it. This is the last time we come to you and ask you for funding on this program for the rest of this year and well into the next year, 2020, which... Really? It's going to be 2020? I can't even believe that. We're going to come to you and ask you for your help. Tim Staples, as you probably know, is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. He's been at Catholic Answers for 73 years. He's the author of many books, including Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Cy Kellett.
I possibly exaggerated.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit.
You know what? Can I say I'm really nervous right now?
Yeah, you can say that. Don't say you're going to cry, though.
You got to start calling right now. We've got a $20,000 match,
Cy.
Oh,
boy. Yeah,
$20,000. That means we need folks on the phones right from the get-go at 888-291-8000 because we've got to make this match. This is our last day, so if you've been on the fence thinking about, man, should I? Yes, you should. At 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And I first wanted to thank everyone who has called so far. You guys have been absolutely awesome. So far, we're doing well, but we really need a big day today. Because like I said a couple of days ago, folks, we're starting out in a hole, you know, having a big deficit over the summer. Plus, we're dealing with our normal, what I call the normal deficit due to attrition over the last 3 months. And I think right now we're getting there. But we've really got to have a big day today. At 888-291-8000, get on those phones, folks, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I have to say this, Cy. A couple of days ago, the testimonies alone, that first day, we had like, one hour, we had four incredible testimonies, an atheist that converted, an evangelical, I think, I can't even remember, I think there was another that was kind of unchurched, but there were four. Incredible. And we didn't ask anybody to call.
No.
We didn't ask for those.
Do you want to know something weird about that? Before we went on the air, Nick Chamberlain said to me, we didn't get any recorded testimonies this time. And we were like, well, we'll just have to go with what we've got. And then the Lord provided. A bunch of people called with testimonies.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because usually we ask people, if you have a testimony you'd like to share, we'd record it and we'll share it. But it's a little favor from the Lord. Again, 888-291-8000, the number, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, the place to do that online. It also works. It's adapted for your mobile phone as well. We need your help because we need to be fully funded for the next 3 months to continue this program. If you appreciate this program, if you want it to continue to be shared, we'd really appreciate it if you would step up and make a financial contribution. If that is not in the cards, a prayer would be more than welcome. It means everything to us. Large or small, every donation this hour is matched up to $20,000. So 888-291-8000 is the place to go. As Tim was saying before we went on the air, we used to not have these matches, but we have these donors who are stepping up and giving us this money. Sometimes it comes in during the pledge drive. Sometimes it comes in before the pledge drive, and they say, for your next pledge drive, here's $20,000 if you can match it. So we haven't gotten the money in the bank from them. We'll see that check if we can raise it this hour. About half the lines are open right now. 888-291-8000 is the place to go. We're going to take calls. We're going to do all that. It's going to be a regular program. We try not to just do fundraising, but we do have to let you know that it's fundraising time right now. 888-291-8000. Again, as we've been saying over several days, if you are able to make a monthly pledge, you know, a $5 month, I can give you $5 a month. I can give you $10 a month. You know, maybe you're very, very blessed and you can say, I can give you $100 a month. Those monthly pledges are very, very helpful for planning purposes. Every dollar counts, no matter whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly pledge. But to encourage monthly pledges of $18 or more, we have a couple books that Sophia Institute Press has given us that we can give to you. Scripture Wars, How Justin Martyr Rescued the Old Testament for Christians from the Wonderful Rod Bennett. And Ask Peter Kraft, the 100 Most Interesting Questions He's Ever Been Asked from Dr. Peter Kraft. Two fine books. We'd love to send them to you. And if you can make a pledge, $18 a month or more, we'll be able to do that. Let me just give you an idea of how that works. I'm not going to try to do the fancy math, but $20 a month. Let's say you did $20 a month. Then that's $240 over the course of the year. Immediately, as soon as you make that pledge, we get the $240 from the donor who is making the match. So $240 immediately if you make a $20 a month pledge, and we get to send you out the two books, and we get to be friends with you. 888-291-8000 is the number.
And I see an open line, folks, so that means you can call right now. That's right, you. Now, another one opened up, so now you too. You can call at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know what, Cy? I don't believe you can put your money to a better purpose than the propagation of the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. There is no better way to spend your money. I guarantee you that's better than the very best latte you will ever have wherever it is you go to get lattes.
I've never had a latte.
You've never had? Oh, God bless you.
I had a chai tea latte. I love those. Okay, all right.
But seriously, folks, you know, a lot of times we think, well, you know, I'd like to, but I really can't afford it. Just take a moment and think about what you spend your money on. I know my wife and I do this a lot. We have to go back over our budget, and you really take a look at what you spend your money on. It is amazing how you can find, you know what, I really don't need that so much. I could better spend it on that. I think we are all guilty of that.
Right.
But folks, when we're talking about supporting apostolates, the apostolic work, folks, this is something I believe that's worth sacrificing for. Maybe some of you that already have a $25 a month gift at Catholic Answers, let's double it this hour. Let's take it up to $50 a month. I know my wife and I did that with our radio drive, the gift that we give. I think it was that the last drive, I think, where we doubled ours. And of course, then several of our children had to starve. But it wasn't, no, I'm kidding.
Not the important ones, though.
That's right. But seriously, folks, you know what? Priorities, man. Priorities. Because on Judgment Day, you've heard me say this before, Si, I don't think we're going to be sad. Man, I should have had that extra latte.
No.
But you know what? If we had the opportunity to participate in the salvation of souls and we didn't do that, that's one we will regret.
888-291-8000 is the number. Every single line is full, which means you're helping. We're very, very grateful for that. You can, right now, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Leave us a comment there. I'm going to be reading comments left at CatholicAnswersRadio.com by donors throughout the program today. But let's get to the phones. We haven't done that yet. Let's go to John in Columbus, Ohio, listening to EWTN on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 130. John, your question for Tim Staples. Hi, John. Oh, John.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, John. How are you? You got a question for Tim?
I do.
Yes, welcome.
Okay. I am a lifelong Catholic. Recently went to confession, and the priest would not absolve me of my sins.
Yes.
And the following week, I went to another priest who did absolve me for my sin, the same sin. And I guess my question is, am I making a mockery of confession? Or just what are your thoughts on that situation?
Absolutely not, John. Now, I'm guessing here that the sin you confessed was venial. Am I right? I don't want to hear the sin, but I'm not. You're not
it
sure?
It may have been more serious. Okay.
You're not sure whether it was...
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, let's...
I'm not sure.
But you're confident it was a sin. You're confident it was a sin. Because the reason why I asked, John, is because I've had that exact thing happen to me. I remember years ago, my wife and I went to a penance service, and I went to confession. And after I was done confessing, the priest said, "Now tell me your sins." And I said, "Father, I just did. I just listed several of them." And he said, "Those were not sins." And he actually called me scrupulous, and... I said, "Well, you know," I ended up arguing with the priest in confession. I said, "You know, the church encourages the confession of venial sins because we get sacramental graces, that sanctifying grace, and it empowers." You know, so I'm trying to educate the priest in there, and then he got mad at me and said I was scrupulous and sick and I needed help, and he refused to absolve me. So I was blessed, John, to be able to walk over in the same church because it was a penance service. There were a lot of priests there. I walked over to a different priest just about 10 yards away, and he absolved me of my sins. And unfortunately, John, you encounter that sometime in the church. Without getting into the details of your confession and what the sin was, you will find some few, and I have found them to be very few, priests who are not well formed in their faith.
Right.
And, you know, have all sorts of misconceptions. And so when you encounter that, absolutely, John, you just go to another priest. And be sure, because, you know, I don't want to get into your confession, but there are times when people will confess things that aren't not sins. They're not sins at all. And in those situations, it's really best for the priest to go ahead and absolve them and then talk to them about it. Because you don't want to squash somebody's conscience in the confessional.
I have to say, though, over a lifetime, I mean, I'm a cradle Catholic. I've been going to confession since I was 7 or 8 years old. Over a lifetime of going, you are going to run into odd priests.
Yes.
And they'll say something to you that you're like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Or they'll withhold absolution or do some strange thing. And you just have to accept. Move on. Go
Absolutely.
To another priest. It sounds to me like our caller John did was in good conscience.
Absolutely.
He wanted to go to confession.
So, John, you absolutely did not do anything wrong whatsoever. You know, the most important thing is that you confessed, you got absolved, and you have peace with our Lord. And if you want to talk with a priest, get a good priest, spiritual director, you could talk about the particular sins. I don't want to on the air talk about someone's confession. You know, we don't want to go there, but you know, it should be part of our catechetical formation as Catholics that we have a good idea of what mortal sin is and what venial sin is that can help us to know whether what we've done is in fact a sin. And I'll just mention this real quick, John, but right now I see we've got a ton of open phone lines, folks. We need you to call in right now. We've got a $20,000 match. Do you guys realize right now, everyone who calls right now, your money is going to be doubled? So please pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, I will say this, and this is not dealing with John's particular case, but there are cases where people, I mean, Martin Luther was most likely a very famous example of this, of folks that are so scrupulous.
Yeah.
To where, you know, they think that just a temptation is a sin.
Yes, yes, right.
Or
right.
An inclination is a sin, right. Which it is not, because an inclination is not a sin, nor is a temptation. In order to sin, you have to know what you're about to do is a sin. You must freely engage the will and act on that knowledge deliberately. As James 1:15 says, lust, when it is conceived in the heart, brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. So notice, when it's conceived, you know, conception brings with it something you do knowledgeably,
right.
Something you do deliberately. And that can be a problem. And again, I don't know John's case, but it can be a problem when you have folks who confess things like that. And they aren't sins. But again, that's for the priest to deal with. Either in the confessional briefly, but most likely the wise thing is to absolve them and ask them to come back and talk about it. Because scrupulosity can be a very, very, it can be a dangerous situation because it can lead to despair.
Yeah.
And sometimes folks end up leaving the faith. And I believe that's what happened with Martin Luther. But at any rate, thanks for your call, John.
And God
bless
you,
John. Very important stuff. And you know what, folks? This is a reason why you need to call and give us money right now so we can continue at Catholic Answers. Because we have folks calling in with all kinds of crucial questions. John is a guy who wants to do right. He wants to serve Jesus. He goes to go to confession and a priest won't absolve him. You know, these are important questions.
Right.
And we're here, folks, not just when we're on the radio, but we are here at Catholic Answers to give answers like these. And folks, once again, I don't think you can give money to anything any better than that. So please do, folks. Your money is going to be doubled right now. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we need to hear from you now because minutes are ticking away and we've got a $20,000 match.
888-291-8000. Please fill up the lines. I'm looking at about 14 people on the phone right now and only two lines are full. So 12 more ready to take your calls. You're going to talk to somebody right here in the building at Catholic Answers. They're going to be happy to talk with you. They'll chat with you for a while if you want, or they'll get you done in 30, 60, 90 seconds if you need to get out. Excuse me, quickly, 888-291-8000. We welcome to the studio now our president, Chris Check. Hello, Chris.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well.
Si, I know Tim is eager to get back to answering questions.
Yes.
I want to extend three invitations.
Okay.
Not to you guys.
Ah.
To the listeners.
All right.
Okay.
I want to invite anyone who's never made a gift to Catholic Answers Live to make one today. Okay, we always figure this. We count what we're in something like 400 towers around the country, something like that. Our show is broadcast, and when we do all the math, we figure there's about somewhere between 12 and 14 people per tower who actually support the show.
That's so incredibly low.
It's very low.
I know especially when you consider there's some big cities under those towers, as small towns.
And to be sure. So we know hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are listening to this show all over the world. We talked about that yesterday on the show. Folks, if you've never made a gift to Catholic Answers Live, if it's $10 or $25, if it's $1,000, we had a brand new giver, first time gift he ever made yesterday. It was $1,000. He'd been listening to the show for 3 weeks.
I know. Yeah. I want that guy to call every 3 weeks.
Yeah, praise God. But so listen, my friends, if you've never made a gift to Catholic Answers, this is what's happening. Other people who are supporting the show, you're benefiting from their generosity.
Amen.
Now, we want other people to benefit from your generosity because you're going to bring souls to Jesus Christ by supporting the show. So that's my first invitation if you've never made a gift. The second invitation is to anyone who was thinking of making a gift, I want you to make it a monthly pledge. Okay. So if you're thinking of making a gift of, I don't know, $100, break it into a monthly pledge for us. Okay. Or let me do some quick math for you there.
Say it was $120.
Yeah. That would be $10 a month.
Yeah. All right.
Or let's say it was $100 and you just divided it by 10. And so it was $10 a month and it ended up being 120.
Yeah.
I like my kind of math.
Oh, your math is better. Got us 20 more bucks, I noticed. Okay.
There you go. So please, if you're thinking about making a gift to us, consider making that a monthly pledge. I'll tell you why. It really helps us plan. Yeah. It helps us budget here at Catholic Answers when sure we know does. We're going to get a certain amount of money every single month for all the wonderful work that we're doing in running this radio program.
Yes. 888-291-8000 is the number. I got to keep giving it out because I see some lines are open. 888-291-8000.
Can I say something? Chris, you know, we want to do more.
Yes.
We want to do more. I can think of a podcast that in fact, I would like to do, maybe even with Carla Broussard or something like that. But we need money to be able to do things like that. We've got ideas, guys and girls, to do lots more stuff like that and more, but we need the finances to do it. So now's the time for you to help us out.
And actually, Tim, if I can follow up with what you just said there, because of the generosity of our listeners, we have expanded Catholic Answers Live.
Yes.
Now there's Catholic Answers Live TV on our, our dear friends at EWTN.
We got hundreds and hundreds of people watching on like Periscope or Facebook right
all
now.
All the video streaming is available. Catholic Answers Focus, Trent Horn's podcast, The Council of Trent. All that is the work of the radio department.
Yes.
So because of your generosity, radio has been able to grow. And as Tim says, we have plans. Okay, one more invitation, Cy.
All right.
I want to invite all those people who are capable of making a 4 or 5 figure gift, okay? And if you make a gift of $1,000, and even if you break it into a monthly pledge, that's great, then you're going to join our President's Club. And if you can make a gift of $5,000 or more, then you're going to join our Founder Circle.
Yes.
Go to catholic.com/give, and you can see all the benefits that attach to those clubs. But here's my point. Some of you have really been blessed. God has blessed you. And that's exactly what has happened. God has blessed you with good fortune. And I beg you, share it with Catholic Answers. If you do, by the way, you are fulfilling, as Tim said, one of the precepts to support the church.
Absolutely.
That's what you're doing when you support Catholic Answers. So if you're capable of making a 4 or 5 figure gift, and if you have some questions, if you want to see our 990, if you have questions about our books, if you're interested in making a gift of stock, because since 2009 until today, my goodness, I don't know, what is the stock market has quadrupled or something in value.
Why am I not in the stock market?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and there are tax advantages to making a gift of stock. When you call, say, I'd like to talk to Chris Checkett about making a large gift. I'd like to know more about your budget. I'd like to see your strategic plan. I'd like to know about making a gift of stock or something like this. I will call you and we can talk on the phone. All right. So 3 invitations. If you've never made a gift before,
please
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Even if it's just 10, 25 bucks, please make a gift. If you're thinking about making a gift, think about expanding it into a monthly pledge. And third invitation, those of you can, that 4 and 5 figure gift. I'll be very, very grateful. Okay,
and number 4, those of you who are already given, double it. You know, there's a lot of folks.
Oh, there's a lady who called me yesterday from Virginia. I gave on Tuesday and I'm going to give again today. God bless her. Jill.
You know, there's a lot of folks that are given right now $25 a month and they could up that to 40 or
sure
maybe 50.
Amen.
That would be, hey, let's put that number 4 on the list.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, Chris.
Number 5. No, sorry.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Folks, don't let us leave this money laying on the table, this match from our dear friend in Wisconsin. Help us meet it. 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000. You might feel, well, we're really talking a lot about raising money, but we only come to you 6 hours every 3 months, and we don't even use the whole hour. We answer calls. So let's go back to calls.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Nate in Dallas, Texas, watching on YouTube Live. Nate, your question, please, for Tim Staples.
Hello, Nate.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes,
happy
welcome.
To, Nate.
I have a question about the Ecumenical Council, the Fourth Council of the Lateran.
Yes.
And specifically, it's Canon 67, I'm sorry, 68 and 69.
Yes.
I was wondering.
Yeah, we get this question a lot, my brother. Yeah, we get this question a lot. And for those who don't know, paragraphs 68, they're actually not canons. Those are paragraphs in the Fourth Lateran Council. And it's 68 through 70 that we, believe me, brother, and thanks for asking this, we get lots of questions about. First of all, understand that these are not dogmatic declarations. This has to do with Jews appearing in public, having to wear special clothing to identify them paragraph 68, 69. Jews were not to hold public offices. And then in 70, Jewish converts may not retain their old right. Okay, and the context here, and again, these are matters of discipline. These are not dogma. And they come out of particular situations going on in Christendom back in, you know, the 13th, the 11th and 12th and 13th centuries. And that context is when you had Christendom, where you have Christian kings, right, Catholic countries and such, there were problems, especially in areas like Spain, for example, where you had the Muslims had conquered, as you probably know, brother, from 632 when Muhammad died, just from 632 to 732, the Muslims, by the point of the sword, had conquered, you know, all of North Africa, up through the Straits of Gibraltar, through Spain, halfway through France, until Charles Martel and the Christian forces stopped them there. And they were launching assaults into Eastern Europe and such. And that began a 700-year war to try and reconquer Spain, for example. We took back the parts of Spain that were conquered. But a 700-year war to take Spain back. And so imagine here, you're in the thralls of that. And what would happen at times is you had Muslims as well as Jews, sometimes, you know, a common enemy makes strange bedfellows, but you would actually have Muslims and Jews joining together against the Christian, quote-unquote, oppressors and whatnot, basically trying to overthrow governments, Christian governments and such. So it's in that context that these paragraphs were written and have to be understood. So it's not that the church is anti-Semitic, hates Jews, but these are particular situations.
Right back with more Catholic Answers Live, open forum.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders. If you just don't understand something about the Catholic faith, Call to Communion is the show for you. Join us Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum, 2 hours with Tim Staples today. Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. And open forum means anybody can call. whether they're Catholic or not, whether they're Christian or not, anybody, any human being can call with any question they've got about
the
Catholic
faith. Can
monkeys call? Monkeys cannot call. We are anti-monkey here.
You're racist.
I am. I'm an anti-monkey.
You're racist against monkeys.
I actually am a little creeped out by monkeys, frankly. I just want to.
Well, you know what I'm creeped out by? We've got too many open lines right now. Folks, we are. See, this is what's happening, Si. Now, you see my heart beating?
Yes, I do.
My shirt is actually moving right now because, folks, we're not even at $5,000 right now. And we're halfway. We are just at the halfway point, and we've got to raise $15,000. Folks, I know Chris Check said it just a little bit ago, but I'm going to beg you. There's some folks out there right now. You could write that check for $5,000 right now. There might be somebody that could say, you know what? I'm going to write that check for $15,000 and let's take care of this match so Tim Staples doesn't have a heart attack. But we folks, we need you all to give something. Everybody listen right now. If you were to give $5, you know, with everybody listening, we'd probably have $1 million right now.
We would.
We'd have $1 million. You know, so folks, yes, I am looking for, I'm begging for that one that'll give $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 even. We've got a bunch out there right now that could give $1,000, folks. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. Then the rest of us, like Si Kellett and Tim Staples, that can give $20. We need to hear from you. Come on. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Seriously, we are way behind right now. We're not quite at 5,000, and we have a $20,000 match, folks. So please, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. It's quick. If you want it to be quick, if you want to share your story, we'd love to hear your stories. If you want to just visit with someone at Catholic Answers, that's fine. But we can get you in and out in about a minute when you dial 888-291-8000. It's about the same amount of time if you just type it in yourself at CatholicAnswersRadio.com, or even if you're one of those people who types with your thumbs on your phone, it works with your phone as well. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $20,000 match. This hour, extremely generous donor has given us that money. You may notice that we have some very large matches this time. In part, I'm sure that's because the donors know we struggled a little bit over the summer. We never know why those things happen, but they happen. And they want us to make up for whatever those deficits are. Also, just because people are really generous and they gave us the money and said, go match it. I want to share something from CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Karen stopped by CatholicAnswersRadio.com. She gave us $200 and she said this: it has come up multiple times in conversation recently that even those of us who were raised Catholic do not often know enough even basic answers about our faith. Yes. And why we believe what we believe. Evangelizing to Catholics and non-Catholics alike is what we are called to do. I think that is one reason we lose so many people. We are easily led astray when we don't know why we believe as we do. Amen. Wow. Like, amen. She could write our mission statement.
You know
thank
what,
Si?
I have yet to meet a single Catholic, including I've talked to priests, nuns. Over the last 25 years, I've talked to just about every kind of person you can imagine, but I have never met a Catholic who left his or her faith that really knew it before they left.
Yeah, right.
I've talked to priests, Si, who left the faith, one famously who was a professor at Jimmy Swaggart Bible College, and I was dumbfounded at how this man had no basic concept of what the church teaches on so many matters. It's dumbfounding. But I'm serious. I'm sure I want to talk to somebody out there who really knew his faith before he left. But what you find, some will leave the faith not knowing it, then learn it when they're in the Protestant circles,
yeah,
and they end up coming back.
Right, right.
You know, but yeah. Folks, the need of the hour in the Catholic Church, my friends, is knowledge. You know, we're not Gnostics. Knowledge isn't everything. Right, there's that little thing called the will that's really important because you can know everything, but if you don't choose the good, then you're actually just going to go to a lower place in hell because you have greater responsibility, as Luke chapter 12 verse 48 says, you know, to whom much is given, much is required. So of course the will is extremely important here, but folks, so is knowledge, the knowledge of the faith. There is truth to that old axiom, knowledge is power. You know, St. Paul said it in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. He says, back up to verse 15, as much as it is in me, I am prepared to preach the gospel to those who are at Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all those who believe. Notice he says, as much as it is in me, I am prepared to preach the gospel. And then he says, I'm not ashamed. Why is he not ashamed? Because he knows, because it's in him. But on the flip side of that, you know, you show me somebody that doesn't have knowledge, and I'll show you somebody that's fearful, that's timid. When the Mormons come up the sidewalk, they're telling everybody in the house, be quiet, hide the kids, hide behind the sofas, maybe they'll go away, right?
Right.
But see, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And remember 2 Timothy 2:15, where St. Paul says to a young bishop that he had ordained, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth, the word of truth. Notice, when you got the word of truth in your heart, the shame goes away. You become bold, and then you'll be like my wife, who I know is listening right now. When a couple Mormons ride by on their bikes out in front of our house, she'll chase them down. Even 8 months pregnant, she'll run down the street, come on over to our house, right? It does, in fact, breed boldness. And I can tell you, over the years, I've seen so many testimonies. I've heard so many testimonies, Si, of folks who will say to me, remember one fellow years ago just popped in my head. He said, with tears in his eyes, he said, I used to be afraid to tell people I'm Catholic. He said, even though I was Catholic, I knew I was Catholic and I knew this was the true church. He said, I'd never talk about it because I was afraid somebody would show me it's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He really did. He said, he said, Catholic Answers, listening to Catholic Answers Live transformed me to where he said, and I can't tell you, Tim, how excited I got when it hit me. Oh, my goodness. We have reasons.
Yes.
Why we believe what we believe. Our faith is reasonable. There are answers why we believe what we believe. Changed his life.
We're gonna go back to calls now. I just want to read you one thing from the website, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, where people, you don't have to leave a comment if you don't want, but people have been leaving comments, and I've been trying to share some of them. I like this one because it's from Japan. Tamara donated $250. Thank you so much, Tamara. Thank you to all of the Catholic Answers staff. Great people, great radio. I usually listen after the programs are posted online, as I am in Japan, and the broadcast time does not match my schedule most of the time. It is the questions and apologetics that keep me returning. Thank you. And I share that because it's beautiful, because Tamara is very generous to support us, but also because you got to know, when you support Catholic Answers, when you support this program, it's all over the world. I'm telling you, we hear from people all over the world. Just check our Facebook page sometime during the show and see where people are saying hello from. Every state in the union, but also countries around the world. So your support is very welcome. We have about half our lines open right now for you to call 888-291-8000 while we have this $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match on the line, 888-291-8000. We go now let me just see the name of our caller, Joe in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock, AM 1260 in Ohio, run by our friend Bernadette. Joe, your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim and Si. First, I just want to say, as a donor and as a listener to Catholic Answers Live, I just want to implore all my fellow listeners to just support this ministry, because this is a place where those seeking the truth and seeking answers can come and not be judged. They can come seeking something, and, you know, when they may be afraid to come into a church or come, you know, speak at a, or come to an event, a Catholic event, this is a place where they can come and kind of, you know, and explore the faith without being judged or being kind of nervous about it. So I just want to implore my fellow listeners to do that.
Thank you very much.
I'm a, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just thanking you. Thank you.
Your question.
Oh, yes. No, definitely. You guys are, it's a beautiful show and a beautiful ministry you have. So thank you, guys. Thank you very much. I hope us listeners can thank you with making, there's nothing more heartbreaking than leaving a match on the table. So especially how generous that donor is.
Amen.
God bless that person.
Joe, thank you so much for sharing that, because we are coming down to the wire here. We've only got 20 minutes left and we've got a long way to go. And I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 open lines right now. Folks, pick up that phone. We need you now at 888-291-8000. Call. Maybe it's been a long time and you know, man, I should give. Yes, you should. Do it now. 888-291-8000. And one last thing, and we'll get to you, Joe. Do not let the devil lie to you and say your $25 a month or your $50 one-time gift or your $20 one-time gift doesn't mean anything. It means everything, folks. Pick up that phone at 888-291-8000. Okay, Joe, what's on your mind?
Sure. And I plan on hanging up and doing a recurring monthly gift, too, because you never know what this could turn somebody's eternal life completely around.
Amen, brother.
One answer or one support. So,
thank you, Joe.
My question, I'm a cradle Catholic,
yes.
And I had a little debate. I do children's liturgy at my church, St. James in Lakewood, and we had a little friendly debate. I was always trained that when you do the sign of the cross,
yes,
that you use the pointer finger and the middle finger to dip into the holy water, or if you're just, you know, doing the sign of the cross, if you're not at the church, that was the proper way to do the sign of the cross, and that other denominations or other rites of the church would use three fingers, like the thumb, the pointer, and the middle finger. So I don't know if I was kind of, if that was really something, if that was just something peculiar to the person, the teachers that taught me. And so I'm just kind of intrigued by the question. And my fellow children's liturgy catechist, I'd love to tell her what the answer from you guys is. So,
great, Joe. Great question. And just inform them, the church does not have a definitive way to make the sign of the cross. In fact, there are different traditions, all of them with a small t. You'll see some folks will do the sign of the cross just with the middle finger, right? And name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are some, if you've seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, Joe, and if you haven't, you're in sin, and that's for everybody. It's the time of year, too. You got to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're in sin. But anyway, remember, me, Giuseppe Martini, I own my own house. If you remember that scene, remember when George Bailey gives him the bottle of wine, he goes, thank you. He makes his pointer finger and thumb into a cross and does the sign of the cross and then kisses it because it's kissing the cross. That's a tradition that comes from Italy, and you'll see folks in Italy that still do that to this day. And as you mentioned, there is a very beautiful tradition of putting the thumb to the middle finger and pointer, symbolizing the Trinity, the three persons in one, right? And doing the sign of the cross there. So there are different traditions from middle finger to the three fingers to the sign of the cross. And you know what? I've kind of done that. And Giuseppe Martini helped me to do it. I'll be honest with you. I love that tradition of just doing making that little cross and blessing myself and then kissing the cross. It always reminds me that Jesus died for me on the cross. And so, of course, you're remembering the cross by doing the sign of the cross, but just that little added kissing the cross.
Yeah.
Is a real blessing to me.
I always liked Giuseppe Martini, too.
Giuseppe Martini. But Joe, great question. But folks, we need your help. We are really, really coming down to the wire. And I have to say, our faith is so beautiful.
Amen.
You know, little things like the sign of the cross. You know, it's something that we can do. You're at lunch or whatever, just to let folks know.
I know, right.
I am Catholic. And there are some folks who aren't Catholic that use the sign of the cross, and we let them do it.
We let them. Yeah, even though we have it copyrighted.
That's right. And of course, in the East, they do it, you know, the wrong way. They do it right to the left instead of left to right. I'm joking. There's not a right way or a wrong way, lest my Byzantine friends start calling. But these traditions that we have in the church, you know, the church has been so beautiful and so powerful for so many centuries. Think about this. How many times do you hear folks say a prayer for me?
Yeah.
Even when I was a Protestant, would say that, say a prayer, not knowing that comes from a liturgical, traditional understanding of prayer,
yeah.
that you can say prayers. You don't have to, everything doesn't have to be spontaneous. But the thing is we would say it not even realizing what we're saying.
Yeah.
But the fact is I would teach, no, you don't do rote prayers. You've got to pray from the heart and all this. But then I'd say a prayer for me. But those little sayings like that show you how the Catholic faith has so influenced culture around the world. Ever celebrated Christmas before? That comes from us. Ever celebrated Easter before? That comes from us. How about Halloween? That comes from us. I mean, the truth of All Hallows' Eve anyway, not how it's been hijacked. Folks, we have a beautiful faith, and we at Catholic Answers are all about taking this faith of ours back into a culture that has rejected it. That is all of, you know, Western Europe.
Oh,
Europe,
yes. Right.
The United States, you know, Canada. Oh, my Lord, such a glorious Catholic past. And look at it now. But we at Catholic Answers, my friend, we are Catholic. We get excited when we see crazy stuff going on, cultures collapsing. We say, praise God, because God's about to do something
good. Wonderful.
That's right. And that's what we're about, bringing Catholic Answers into the middle of the world. But folks, we can't do it if you don't call, and we need you to call now at 888-291-8000. We're coming down to the wire here. I need some folks right now, some $1,000 givers, some $10,000. But don't you, what did I say? Don't let the devil lie to you that your $20 doesn't matter. You call too. We need everybody on the line right now. And if you can't get through, please keep calling. I see right now, look at that. We got a line that just, it filled.
No, it filled back up.
All right.
Thank you.
You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you don't have to wait. You can put it right in. But folks, if you want to call on the phone, please, if it's busy, do not give up, because we're going to stay here until the last call on there is answered.
888-291-8000 is the number. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. 888-291-8000.
If it wasn't for this show, I would have never known the real truth about the Catholic teachings, catechism, everything. To me, it's essential. It brought me closer to the church. I understand my faith. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have something like this.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's an open forum. Tim Staples, our guest both hours. Hey, if we don't get to you by the top of the hour, hang on the line. Tim's going to be here for another hour. Let's go to Jim in Indiana, watching on Facebook Live. Jim, your question for Tim Staples.
Yes, I was inquiring about the Eucharist. I go to a Lutheran church, Missouri Synod.
Yes.
But
God
I
bless.
Believe the way that the Catholic Church teaches it. So what I'm asking is, me taking the Eucharist where I'm at, is that valid or not?
Great question, Jim. The answer is no. It's not valid, and for the reason that the Lutheran Church does not have apostolic succession. Of course, Luther himself was a priest. He was not a bishop, so he could not validly ordain. You have to be a bishop to ordain. And so there is no succession of bishops. In order to have a valid Eucharist, you have to have a bishop who was ordained by a bishop, who was ordained by a bishop that goes back to the apostles themselves, because that's where the power comes from. Jesus Christ ordained the apostles. And only that. This is why, you know, in places like Romans 10:14, you know, St. Paul will say, how shall they preach unless they be sent? Now, he's talking about the official proclamation of the gospel. You can't even go out and preach authoritatively unless you have been sent by proper authority. In the same way, unless you've had hands laid on you, like Paul did to Timothy, stir up the gift that is within you through the laying on of my hands, he says in 2 Timothy 1:6. It's that that communicates the power. And so, Jim, I'd encourage you to take a look at all of the teachings of the Catholic faith. You say you agree with the Catholic position on the Eucharist, and consider. You know what? Jim, I invite folks all the time to go to a local Catholic parish and take an RCIA course. You know, you don't have to be right on the verge of converting, you know, to take, if you have an inclination, you want to get a good sense of what the Catholic Church actually teaches. It's a great thing to do. Check out a local parish there and go through the classes. But at any rate, Jim, does that get at your question for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you for that. And also, I wanted to say that I really love you guys. I appreciate your ministry, and I watch all the time.
Oh, praise God,
hey,
Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks
so much,
brother.
And I'll tell you what, when you become Catholic, we want to hear your story, okay?
Well, we'd love to hear from you between now and then, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But, Jim, God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And you know what, folks? This is another reason why, at this time where we need you, you need to call. If you notice, you know, when we talk to our brothers and sisters, our separated brothers and sisters, we love them. We love everybody. I love talking to folks that aren't Catholic. In fact, I'd rather talk to non-Catholics than Catholics, to be honest with you. I love talking to non-Catholics and helping folks to see the fullness of the truth that we possess. To me, there's just nothing on this earth that excites me more than that. I'm being honest with you. Even if the Chargers won the Super Bowl, which ain't going to happen, but even if they won...
Oh, ye of little faith.
That doesn't... Sorry, Philip Rivers, if you're listening. No, I'm going to hang on to hope. But you know what? Seriously, folks, this is what it's all about. And a few years from now, when we're standing before our blessed Lord at the particular judgment or at the final judgment, what's really going to matter?
Yeah.
What's going to matter is what a priest said to me a couple of my last confession, I think it was, or was that two confessions ago? He said, you know what? In the end, what matters is not so much beating people up with a Bible or, you know, all the other things, but do you love people?
Yeah.
Do you love your wife? Do you love your kids? And do you love people enough to share the fullness of the faith that we have out of love? Not to win an argument, not out of pride, but because you love people, folks, that's what we're about. And I will guarantee you this. You walk around the halls here at Catholic Answers, and every soul in this building, 48 full-timers, loves Jesus and loves souls, and that's why we're here. Folks, we got an open line. Oh, it just closed. We got another open line. So give us a call at 888-291-8000. We're coming down to the wire. We really need your help now. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got to meet this match.
We're probably going to need some larger pledges, donations in the next few minutes in order to make the match this hour. But I feel very confident. People come through for us, and I'm very grateful for it. But I want to make a quick pitch to those who can make a one-time pledge of $500 or a monthly pledge of $45. In addition to the Scripture Wars book and the Ask Peter Kraft book, which we're sending to everyone who can make a pledge of $18 a month or more. We're going to send you those if you can make a one-time gift of $500. But we're also able to send you, thanks to the generosity of the folks over at Word on Fire, a beautiful DVD set from Bishop Robert Barron on Fulton J. Sheen and on Flannery O'Connor, two mid-century Catholics, saintly Catholics here in the United States. You're going to love these DVDs on both of them. It comes with a couple bonuses, some behind-the-scenes stuff from Bishop Barron, and then some Life is Worth Living episodes from Bishop Sheen. If you're able to make that $500 or maybe even a $1,000 one-time donation, if you could do that now, we'd be happy to send that to you, both of the books and all the DVDs. You just call 888-291-8000 or just do it online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you do it online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you want to leave a message, I've been enjoying reading the messages, getting a chance to read some of them on the air. That would be wonderful. Again, 888-291-8000. We got a huge match this hour from a very generous donor, $20,000. And it's the second to the last hour. And we won't talk to you again this year or even the first couple months of next year about money. We'll just leave it alone for a while. Maybe you're considering your your end of year giving right now, and you could make that pledge, that $500 or $1,000 pledge. But as Tim said, every amount matters so much as we try to use up the entirety of that $20,000 dollar for dollar match. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I am not sure. I think we might be able to get, let me try to get a quick question in here before we have to go. Okay. Timothy in Peoria, Illinois, you are up next. Timothy, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Jim, I just had a question about the Catholic view on theonomy and how it plays out within Vatican City versus like when the church had more power.
Okay, I'm going to just sum that up. Theonomy.
Right.
What's the Catholic view?
This is the idea that the law of God and the this would kind of go hand in hand with the idea of having a Christendom where you have divine law involved governmentally because the government is in submission to the church. Now, the church is against a theonomy that does not recognize the legitimate authority of the government because there are distinct powers. But at the same time, if you have a theonomy that acknowledges that but submits to the authority of the church, that's a double thumbs up. So you have to qualify what you mean by theonomy.
Thanks very much for the question. Hey, we got 5 minutes to the top of the hour to use up this match. 888-291-8000 is the number, and people are being very generous right now. If you can't get through, try again at 888-291-8000, or just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes towards the match. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I believe we can do it. We're going to need pledges large and small for the next 5 minutes, and I think we'll make it. We'll let you know when we come back on the other side whether we made that pledge.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.